Okay, today's daf is Yerushalmi Shabbos daf Samach Vav as we start the eighth parak of Shabbos. And unless one thinks that today is all going to be about Hotzah, today we do a lot about Dal Kosos as beginning of Arvei Pesachim and a number of stories. And I got it to hear an amazing daf. Every daf is amazing, but we'll see here. Unexpected. Here we go. Hamotzi parak starts off as we've said. All the Mishnayos over the next couple of parakim are going to be listing amounts, minimum amounts for the Isra of Hotzah, carrying from Rosh Hashanah Rabbim to Rosh Hashanah Yachid, or Rosh Hashanah Yachid to Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, or as we said, maybe even Mavir is a form. That was the Chiddush of the Baal HaMor and the Ran, that Mavir is a form of Hotzah. So Amotzi Yain, somebody carries out wine. Wine here means undiluted wine. In the days of old, wine was very strong, and you needed to dilute it with 3/4 water, 1/4 wine. So wine here refers to the undiluted wine. Kedem Zika Zakos. So how much wine is significant? Enough to put in a cup that's going to be diluted. And therefore means 1/4 of a revius. Because a revius is the, let's say, the shear. So Kedem Zika Zakos. Look in the Pnei Moshe. Pnei Moshe on the bottom. Koshal Bracha. Vahu Rova Revius Yain Chai. It's 1/4 of a revius of undiluted wine. Because if you have undiluted wine, you're going to take that, put that into a cup. The whole cup is going to be a revius. So 1/4 of a revius, that's 1/4 of the wine. And the water is going to be 3/4 of the cup. Shim yimzo goso b'shlosha chalakim mayim, k'derech shem amazgin l'yenos hachazakim, like those who dilute the strong wines, yamiden or revius, altogether will be a revius. V'beitzo mechza, v'zeh shir koshal berchas hamazon, v'kiddush. Right, that's as much. We have to drink, we have to make a koshal bracha, has to be a revius. Kiddush, the minimum smallest size for a kosher bracha, the cup has to hold a revius. How much is a revius? That's a good kasha. You have to look in all the Lamaisa books about this, how many ounces it is, but it has to hold a revius. One has to drink a rov revius. One has to drink a rov revius, that is the minimum shear for a kosher bracha. We know on Pesach, there are two higher levels, right? Bidyeved, that's good for the Dalet Kosos also. But for Pesach, there are the two higher levels. There is rov kos and kol hakos. Those two halachas do not exist even on a lechatchila level by Hilchos Shabbos. By Hilchos Shabbos, there's no lechatchila to drink the whole cup. And that's why, let's say it's more hit or mitzvah. Let's say I have a big Shabbos kos. So you use that and you drink a rov revius. I don't use my Shabbos kos even though I kashen them for Pesach. Why? Because I don't want to drink a whole cup, because on Pesach, there's a halacha lechatchila of kol hakos and rov kos. So, and then there's the rov revius to drink, but it has to have a revius in it. So here too, the kos has a revius in it, and the undiluted wine that goes into that cup is 1/4 of a revius. Good. Chalav, how much milk? How much milk to carry out? Kedei gemia. Enough to swallow. One gulp. One gulp of milk, that's the shear, which is less than a revius. Which is less than a revius. Right? Milk is a smaller shear than wine. If you look at the Pnei Moshe here, again, based on, later on, the Pnei Moshe on the bottom says, Vipachos afilu mechde lugmav, umikoshikin revius. Even less than male lugmav are cheekfuls. Right? This is less than that. Vidavka chalav behema tahora. The Pnei Moshe adds, this is only by kosher milk we're talking about. The dami lishtia, the chadi lishtia. Kosher milk, you go by how much you're gonna drink. One swallow. Avoshel behema temea. Non-kosher milk, what's the shear of carrying non-kosher milk? You don't go by drink, because you go by juice. So you use the measurement for medicinal purposes to put on your eye, right? Non-kosher milk is mutter to get hana, which is smaller shear. If something is used for two different purposes, you go by the smaller shear. Go by the smaller shear. And chalav isha, right? That milk, that's different. Okay, back to the Mishnah. So wine, undiluted wine, you go by how much is put in a cup that's going to be diluted. Milk, you go by how much is swallowed. Dvash, how much honey? Kedei litein al hakasis. Enough honey to put on a wound. Not your wounds, but a wound. Sometimes the saddle, you can imagine the saddle on a camel or a horse makes marks and gives it wounds, right? So therefore, you used to put honey on the wound to make it feel better, right? You see the carbonate on top. Maka shekbegabe susim ugmalim. A maka that was on the back of the horses and the camels. Lechora, they might have used honey also to eat, right? The grogerus, right? So the question is dvash a solid or a liquid? That's a good kasha, That's a good kashya. If you look in other areas of halacha, is dvash considered a sadar or a liquid? Dvash dvorim. Right? Dvash, what about, one of the sheva mashkin is dvash. What is that? Mashkin is dvash. L'chor, it's a mashkin. Okay. Anyway, shemen, how much oil? They also chaver katan. Enough to smear one little finger. One little aver. Mayim, k'dei lashuf, es hakiloris, water, enough to mix into some type of eye ointment that one used to use for the eyes. V'shar kala mashkin revius, and all other liquids, revius. Right, so some of these earlier ones, like milk, is even smaller than a revius. Right, the Mefarshim talk about why that is, the uniqueness of milk. And shar kala, but all other liquids go by a revius. V'kala shofachin revius, and all poured out liquid, waste liquid, also is a revius. Why? You're not going to drink it. It's wasted. Karbonaida on top, third line, shofchin, mayim sruchin. Right? Disgusting water, like wastewater. Shiruyin legabo banatit, that you could use to mix cement with. Right? You're not going to use it to drink, but you're going to mix it with cement, so it still has a purpose. Fine. Rabbi Shimon Omer, kulan berevius. Rabbi Shimon argues all the ones in the Mishnah are shir revius nonetheless. Lo nemr, kala shirun ha'elu ela lamatzni ehen. The smaller shirim are only those that specify and designate even a smaller amount. But stam, chalav, yain, all of them are all going to be a revius according to Rabbi Shimon. Good. Gemara, hamotzi yain kedei mezika zakos v'chul. Rabbi Zeira shal Rabbi Yoshia, kamish yirin shal kosos. It says, how much wine? Enough to dilute a kos. Kedei mezika zakos. How big of a cup? You could have a big cup, a small cup. So how big of a cup are we talking about here? So Amar lei nilmot sasam and I'm a furish. Well, our Mishnah does not have a shear exactly how big the cup is, but there's another source that is explicit. So you learn implicit from explicit. The Tani Rabbi Chiya, because we have a brisa of Rabbi Chiya, arba'a kosos, the four cups, sha'amru, and again, almost every Maimar Chazal that we're going to have on this daf about the kosos also appears in the Bavli, in Arvei Pesachim. So said Tani Rabbi Chiya, arba'a kosos, sha'amru. But how do we get into this? How do we get into the whole discussion of the kosos? Because we want to know how much kos, what does kos mean in our Mishnah? So therefore, we bring a source from Dalad Kosos, and once we're on the topic of Dalad Kosos, let's talk about Dalad Kosos. Okay, so what's the brisa? Arba Kosos Sha'amru Yeshnan Revius Yayin Vitalki. The kos that we're talking about is where it has a combined revius of wine, right? Revius of wine Vitalki. So each one has a quarter of a revius. So that's each of the kosos, the four cups, have revius, so each one is a quarter of a revius, an Italian wine. Okay, that's the discussion of the cups. Taman, so that's one example where we see yilmot sasim min hamafurash. So taman taninan, we also, another example where you learn sasim min hamafurash, says the Gemara. Mifanin, this is a Mishnah later on. Mifanin arba v'chamish kupos. Right, the Mishnah says later on that Chazal aser tircha yisera on Shabbos. Tircha yisera midrabanan. We want to keep Shabbos as a different kind of day. Menucha, also from physical exertion. So we're not supposed to be involved in heavy, heavy lifting, literally and figuratively, right, on Shabbos. So the Mishnah though says later on, but if l'tzarach mitzvah, you can. So let's say you have a big area in your backyard, and you want to have a shear there because it's not big enough inside. So you're going to clear out the whole area so there can be a shear there. So you have to move these big boxes that were there. So you're allowed to move big boxes. It's a tircha yaseira, but you're doing it l'shem mitzvah. So says the Mishnah, you can, yeah, mafan arba v'chamesh kupos. You can move some of these boxes, because you have to get them ready. You have to get ready for the shear. So how big are the boxes? Reb Zeira shalor Reb Yoshia, right? Same people, right? Kama hu shear shalkupa. I guess Reb Zeira was always wondering about sizes of items that were in Mishnayis, and his Rebbe Reb Yoshia was ready to answer. So how big are these boxes that you're allowed to move? So Amar Lei, Nilmol Sasam and Mefurish. Well, learn from Samias Mefurish. The Tanya Taman, learn from the Mishnah in Shkalim. Because the Mishnah in Shkalim talks about the Machzis HaShekel. You know, the Machzis HaShekel was collected every year, and three times a year it was taken, they were Toreim, they did Truma of the Machzis HaShekel, Tamin, Taman, Tanin, and Shalosh Kupos, Shalosh Seim. Three boxes they put it into when they took it out of the Lishka, each having three Sa'ah. So therefore you see, just like that Sa'ah is three Sa'ah, these also must be, these Kupos. Tarman, that's a Lishka. If you look in the Rambam, the Rambam in the Pirush Mishnayos there in Shkalim. The Rambam says there in Shkalim, B'shlosha prakim b'shana tarmenes alishka. B'rosh chodesh Nisan, B'rosh chodesh Tishrei, right, 6 months apart. Kodem Yantif, O'achrov, right before Yantif. V'kodem atzeres b'chamisha asar yom. Right, do it a couple weeks before Pesach, Shavuos, and Sukkos. The Ketzat Tarmen, how did you do it? This is the Rambam there in the Pirush Mishnayos and Shkalim. Echa nechnas lefnim an alishka. Somebody goes into the lishka where all the shkalim are. Vashomrin omdim bachutz. And the shomrim are outside. Fu omer lahem etrom. Fim omer lo trom. He says, should I be torem? They say, yes. Trom, trom. Right, three times. We find this sometimes when we want to make a pomp and circumstance about a ceremony. Remember in Mishnayos and Menachos? Should I cut the Omer? Cut the Omer. Cut the Omer? Cut the Omer. Right? Right? Three times. See here too. Should I be Torah? Three times. Yacharkach mamali sholosh kupas katanos. And then afterwards, from the big lishka, they filled up three little boxes. Three kupas katanos. Kol kupa mehen mechila shalosh se'im. Each one having three sa'a. Me osan shalosh kupos hagedolos from the big. Wazamotziyan lachutz. Kedele his tapek mehen ashi yikalu. Until to have enough money for the karbonos tzibur until the next time they go in. The Choser Mamali Osan Hashalosh Kupos Katanos Min Shalosh Gedolos Pam Shnia Kodem Matzeres right before Shavuos before each time to get the money for the Karbanos Tzibur. So you see from there Kupos are three Sa'am. So too Kupa in the Mishnah later on in Shabbos is also three Sa'am. Good. Shkalim, a lot to talk about by Shekel, but that's not for now. Mazel, but the Shkalim has Mazel. You know everything has Mazel. The Chazal say even say for Torah Sheba Aron, like which Torah you pick out. Mesechus Shkalim had mazel. Why? It's in the Bavli and the Yerushalmi cycle. Right? So that's the only Yerushalmi that made it into the Dafyomi Bavli cycle. So Shkalim had mazel. Okay. Mazug Bakama. So we've been talking about undiluted wine. What about diluted wine? How much diluted wine? Right? We already said in the Mishnah, undiluted wine, that's Kedem Zikazakos. What about diluted? Nishmina Minada. Mayim kidei gemia, right? So the Brisa says, mayim, enough water to swallow, right? Which is different shear than we had in our Mishnah. Rabbi Yehuda Omer. I skipped. Go back. I skipped a line. Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yossi barbun b'shem Rabbi Yochanan, de Rabbi Yehuda hi. So Rabbi Yossi barbun says, de Rabbi Yochanan, our Mishnah that says, yayin is kidei medika sakos, and chalav kedei gemiyah is following Rabbi Yehuda Shita. Detani mayim kedei gemiyah, because the Mishnah says, the Brisa says that according to the Tanakhama, mayim is kedei gemiyah. Rabbi Yehuda Omer kedei mizika sakos. Rabbi Yehuda says kedei mizika sakos, right, which is three. The water is three quarters of revius. That's how much water is used. Again, this is the Rabbi Yehuda that the Gemara brings us for is the Rabbi Yehuda by wine. The Rabbi Yehuda of water is different than our Mishnah. Right, our Mishnah says how much water to put the mix in with the eye salve. And here, he says it's enough to mix with the wine. Yayin kedei gemiyah, Rabbi Yehuda Omer kedei mizika sakos. Fine. So the Gemara says that the Rabbi Yehuda shita of wine in the Brisa is our stam shita in the Mishnah. Mazug bekamas. Now we ask. Mazug bekama, diluted wine, how much? Ishbina menada. Learn from the same Brisa that we just quoted. From the same Brisa. What we, and the Gemara quotes it again. Mayim kedei gemiyah, Rabbi Yehuda Omer kedei mizika sakos. Yayin kedei gemiyah, Rabbi Yehuda Omer kedei mizika sakos. Well, what kind of wine are we actually talking about in this Brisa? The Tanakhama says enough wine to swallow. Nobody's swallowing straight undiluted wine. So the Brisa must be talking about diluted wine. And therefore we have the Machlokas. Diluted wine, the Tanakhama says enough to swallow. Rabbi Yehuda says no. Kedei mizika sakos. Right? Enough in the cup. Hada Amra. So what do you see from here? Hada Amra Mazug, skip the, change the girsa. Kedei Mizika Sakos. That's the girsa of the Karban Ha'eda. Meaning the Tanakhama has to be talking about Mazug. So if he's talking about Mazug, Rav Yehuda's also talking about Mazug, which, and then what does he say? Revius. Right? Because he says Kedei Mizika Sakos, which we know from our Mishnah is a Revius. Good. Kama, so now, once we quoted this little discussion of our Mishnahs, now we get into Dalakosos. Now we get to Dalakosos. We know the Mitzvah Drabanan of Dalakosos. I'll just mention one point before we even begin this. So Gidal Kosos is one of the three mitzvos that we know has, the Gemara says in the Bavli, Afinoi Boso Anes. Right? That the women, even though this is a Zman Grama, women are obligated because of Afinoi Boso Anes. Dalet Kosos, Neiros Chanukah, and Mikra Megillah. Those are the three that we say Afinoi Boso Anes. Rishonim ask, why aren't there others? Why aren't there others? Some even say, she's a Rabbeinu Tam. Rabbeinu Tam, big chiddush. Rabbeinu Tam says, women are obligated in Lechem Mishnah because of Afhin Hoye Boso Anes. That's Rabbeinu Tam. Because they were in the Nes of the Mun. Right? The Ran argues and says, what do you need that for? Zachar v'shamar. The Gemara says in Brachas Daf Chaf, Kosh Yeshna b'shmira Yeshna b'zchira. Women are obligated in everything of Shabbos because of Zachar v'shamar. You don't need a separate Makar v'afino b'oso anes. That's the Ran. So the Ran says, ain't sarech. But some say, maybe not only is ain't sarech, but it's inappropriate. Or Rav Moshe Soloveitchik, I think they said it b'shem Umro, that these three, it's not just not any mitzvah, right? Tosva says, why not sukkah? Why aren't women are purists from sukkah? Why don't you say sukkah afinoy boso anes? That's right. Why don't you say by other mitzvahs? And the Gemara doesn't say it by Lechem Mishnah. So Rabbi Soloveitchik suggested afinoy boso anes is not said by any mitzvah that had a miracle associated with it. It only applies by mitzvahs that were bimahus zecher l'anes. Bimahus, their essence is lafar seim hanes. Not a mitzvah, that's a mitzvah. And it reminds us a little bit. But the essence, the mahus, how do you know? How do you know when there's a mitzvah, but mahus is an ace? Is there a special bracha? Sha'asa nisim la'avoseinu. Where's that bracha? That's only by Chanukah, by Megillah, and by Dalat Kosos, we have Asher Galanim. Right? When there's a separate bracha, special bracha, having to do with an ace, that reflects to us, that's a simin. That's a simin that this is a mitzvah of Mahus Neis, and that's why only those three have Afin Abosu Anes. Sukkah, so Tosuk is a different answer. That's a Daraisa, it only passed by Durabanans. But this is a different answer. No, it's about B'mahus. Sukkah, it must be separate, even though it's connected to the Neis of Ani HaKavet. And even though Lechemish is connected to the Neis of the Mun, according to this, it's something more fundamental. Okay, Dalat Kosos, again, mitzvah Durabanan of Pesach. There's so much, but let's do what's on the daf. Kama Yushir and Shokosos. What is the shear of the cups? Some Rabbi Bun Amar, Tit Ratin Urevia. Some other shear that they were used to, more familiar shearim. Mal Lishtosim Bikrach Echad. Right? So the Bavli also has this question with different words. Shason Bebas Achas. What if you drink the kosos one after another? Do another, right? We think, when does this come up? This came up last year, right? Some of the are Chayalim that had to have a Seder in 10 minutes. And you have to know, like, what's the hierarchy? If you only have, what do? What part of Magad? You drink the cups, boom, boom, boom. So, Shas Mazachas, what do you Yod say? What if you did? Just straight. So, ain't Brera, ain't Brera. But the Gemara there says, Rav Amar, this is the Bavli, Kuf Chesim Abeis, Yide Yayin Yatsa, Yide Arba Kosos Lo Yatsa. You were Yod say wine, you weren't Yod say Dalet Kosos. What does that mean? You were Yod say wine, but not Dalet Kosos. You're missing something. You're missing something. So here, interesting, Rabbeinu David, one of the great Rishonim Amsachim, says the Yerushalmi gives us a lot more than the Bavli on this line. Right? The Yerushalmi, the Bavli just says, you yotzei de yayin, not yotzei de dalet kosos. The Rishonim doesn't say that line, but it has more to say. Let's see. So now we read the Argamar. Min madam Rabbi Yochanan, from the fact that Rabbi Yochanan says, Bahalel, im sham bebeisach neses yatzah, Rabbi Yochanan had the minhag of, like many today, machlokas b'chaber in the Ramah, but it's the minhag in most places of Eretz Yisrael to say halal and shul on the Seder night. And the Shulchan Aruch says to say that. The Ramah argues, but the minhag of Eretz Yisrael is most of the shuls even adopt the shita of the Shulchan Aruch. But either way, Rabbi Yochanan has it. Rabbi Yochanan says, what if I have kavana in my halal and shul to be motzi my halal in the Seder? He says it works. It works. Right, it works. Im sham beis haknesses yatzah. The carbonator says you have to have kavana for it. Right, it works. So what? One second. So if it works, then when you get to cup number three, what are you going to do after cup number three? Nothing. You're going to drink cup number four right away because you already did halal. So what do you see? The fact that Rabbi Yochanan allowed that, it must be it's allowed. It must be you could drink them one after another. Hada amra filush shasan bikrach echad yatzah. It must be that you're yotze, right, without saying anything about Shasa Yayin, Shasa Reide Yayin, Ide Yadar Kosos, the Rabbeinu David. Again, we're not going to go through, it's a long piece, but he says, Mikiva Sha'amru, first he's commenting first on what the Bavli says. Since it says you're not Yotzei Dalat Kosos, it must be you're not Yotzei the mitzvah of Dalat Kosos. Right? Wine, maybe that means Simchas Yantif. You were Yotzei wine, Simchas Yantif, but you weren't Yotzei the mitzvah, the specific mitzvah of Dalat Kosos. And then he starts, Ubi Yerushalmi Matzasi. I found in the Yerushalmi. It's also in the Yerushalmi Imsach in there, but it's also our Yerushalmi. And he says, Ulafi Gemara Shalanu, Hayabimashbach, Yahshe Ikam Badaver. You read the Bavli, obviously you're missing something. Avo ben Yerushalmi Lamanu, Sheikh Badaver. You read the Shalmi, doesn't sound like there's anything wrong. Rabbi Yochanan said it's okay. El Shalokie mitzvah kilchasa. You just didn't do the mitzvah properly. Our Gemara doesn't say a word about Hallel. And the Yerushalmi, so there are differences. He knows the differences between these two sugyas. The Hallel also, some Rishonim, let's go back for a minute. The Rishonim at the end of Maseches Pesachim ask why there's no bracha on Hallel at the Seder. Right? That's a question that we've dealt with in the past. Why there's no bracha on Hallel? So some say you're Yotze with the bracha from Shul. Like Rabbi Yochanan says here, right? You're yotzi with the bracha b'shul. If you have it in mind, you have that. You're yotzi with the bracha b'shul, and that's why you don't need another bracha. Then you might just ask, so why sing halal again, right? If you're a yotzi with that bracha, you're saying the same thing. It's not like have in mind the maror when you eat karpas. There you're doing two different things. One's the symbolism klosh yishalat tinokos, and one's the mitzvah maror. But here, when you say halal now, have in mind the halal later. What do you need the two halals for? So there is another answer given. That's the beautiful line that we've quoted often, that the Ran, and then the Pesachim quotes Rav Haigon. And he asked, why don't you say a bracha? And we'll ask other questions. Why do you split the Hallel in half? And why are you sitting down? So Rav Haigon says, because that Hallel is not B'toras Kriya, but it's B'toras Shira. That's the line of Rav Haigon. What does that mean? Right? That Hallel by the Seder is singing Hallel, not saying Hallel. Rav Soloveitchik explained that numerous times, the place that this is quoted, that usually when we say Hallel, it's a mitzvah to recite Hallel. It's a recitation of Hallel. It's a formal Hallel. There are rules. You need a bracha. You can't be mafsik, right? And you have to be standing up. All the rules, because it's reciting Hallel. But the Hallel at the end of the Seder, at the end of Magid, that's not a Hallel of Kriya. That's a Hallel of Shira, right? After spending 2 hours talking about Yetzias Mitzrayim and the process, right, by the end of Magid, we should have a spontaneous overflow of emotion, his lashon. A spontaneous overflow of emotion that just springs out and says Hallel. What, you're gonna, everybody now, focus, we're going to recite the Hallel. Baruch at Hashem tells us that we have, no, Hashem tells us. We want to say it, we scream out, and we, so that's Shira. So a bracha would be inappropriate at the Hallel at the Seder. Bracha would be formalizing it. No, not your yotzei from the one in shul. No, this doesn't get a bracha. Right? That's Rav Haigon. Rav Haigon is B'toras Shira and not B'toras Kriya. And it's two different hallels. The hallel in shul is a Kriya. It's a Kriya. It's reciting hallel the night of Pesach. L'shem the Chag. But the hallel of the Seder is hallel B'shas Hanes. Hallel based on what you went through. Okay. There's a lot more here, but it's not Shabbos HaGadol. Okay. We'll continue. Says the Gemara, Ma'olish Tosan Mifusakin. Can you drink your Dalad Kosos sip by sip? Sip by sip. So the Gemara says, yeah, why not? Klum Amr Shiyishalo Shiyishtaker. It says you have to drink, not get drunk. Imushosan Mifusakin Afuinam Shtaker. This is not going to get you drunk. Therefore, you can drink it. There's no problem. Again, I would add, it has to be within the amount of time that's considered one drinking. Right? You can't just sip it for 3 hours, right? With between 3 and 9 minutes, the Achilas Pras, something. Next. Ma'u lasis b'yayin shel shvius. Can you use Shemitah wine for Dalad Kosos? So this question has bothered many, many. What exactly would be the problem with using Shemitah wine? Again, you don't want it to spill and, okay, maybe that's why, because you're going to dip for Dam Svardaya. I don't know if that was the minhag in the days of the Gemara. So many pshatim given for what is the havamina, and then the answer is going to be that it's okay, so we're going to have to, so what the answer is. I'll just mention three. Three. The Karban Eida says, well, maybe you need lachem for the Dalad Kosos, which is a huge chiddush. Well, you need lachem for Dalad Minim. And then maybe the Gemara talks about Imsachem about matzah. And now you're saying Dalad Kosos, the wine has to be yours, and Shemitah is Hefker. Okay, that's the Havamin. The answer is going to be, it's okay. But that's the Karban Eita. Pnei Moshe says, you're using the wine after the Zman of Bi'ur. You were supposed to have gotten rid of it. So it's Usser. The wine is usser b'hana. So the question is, maybe you can still use it because mitzvos lav lehenos netnu. Mitzvos aren't defined by their hana. So maybe that's the havamina. If you look in the back, the Amudei Yerushalayim. Amudei Yerushalayim, a sefer in the back says, Well, maybe if you want Shemitah, you're not allowed to repay a loan with Shemitah wine. You can't repay a loan with Shemitah. You can't be Porea Chova with Shemitah wine. So maybe using it for a mitzvah is kind of like paying a loan. It's like repaying a chiyuv that I have. Right? Havali Kaporea Chova, Lafichach Asr. That's the Amude Yerushalayim. So three different pshatim. What's the question? Either way, what's the answer? The answer is it's okay. Tani Ravoshia Yosef Yanchal Shvias. You could use it. So if you say you could use it because it's number one, we said it's, what was the first shot that we gave? You don't need a lachem. Of course, you don't need a lachem. Number two, that's the tricky one. Mitzvah lav lanos didn't do, it's okay. It's mutter. No, but there's a sheet of the Ran. Not all Rishonim might agree, but the Ran says mitzvah lav lanos didn't do does not apply when you get physical pleasure. I think we mentioned this a couple of days ago. Like we said, jumping it, if you're mutter anah from a city, you're allowed to use the mikvah in the winter, but not in the summer. Because in the summer, it cools you off, it feels great. So the Ran says, when there's physical pleasure, the mitzvah of lahenos enu is still a problem. So here you're getting physical pleasure, you're drinking the wine. Okay, kasha. But and according to the other pshat of porei chovo, it's not really porei chovo. It's Hashem's mitzvah. Good. Ma'o latzeis bekuntiton. Can you use sweetened wine? Sweetened wine. The carbonator says besamim, it has besamim in it. Right? Others say the pnei moshe dvash has honey and pilpulin. So, min ma, the tani bar kapara, kunti don kiyayin, from the fact that he says, bar kapara says, kudion is like wine, ha, the amr yotzin, but kunti don, you could use any sweetened wine. And this is what the Rambam and the Ravid discuss in Hilchas Shabbos. Using, sweetened wine for Shabbos, says the Rambam. In this aribo dvash osar, if you mix, honey into wine, even tipas chardal, ain makachin alav. Can't use sweetened wine, says the Rambam. Kachon umorin b'chol mayrav. That's in the West here, says the Rambam. That's what we paskin. The yesh mishamata l'kadesh olav. And some say it's mutter. Some say it's mutter. The omer lo nomar. What's the issue? What's the issue? The Gemara Baal Basra tells us, for kiddush, you have to use wine that's roy to pour on the mizbeach. What does that exclude? What does that exclude? So sweetened wine cannot be used on the mizbeach. So Rambam says, maybe that's what it excludes. Right? Maybe it excludes Yayin Mavushal. That's the Rambam Shita. You can't use Yayin Mavushal for Kiddush. Because you can't use a Mizbeach. Others say, no, it just excludes inferior type of wine. You can't use something that's not really wine. So the Rambam says, some say you could use this sweetened wine. Also, Elo Lahosi Yayin Sharecha Ra, Yayin that smells bad. Yayin Magula, Yayin that maybe a snake put stuff in. Oh, Mavushal. That's the Rambam Shita. Shem Akashin. But you're allowed to use sweetened wine. Says the Ravid right here. The Ravid says, Emes huzeh. This day that he's quoting, that's the Emes. The second day. After all, Mifurash b'Yerushalmi, says the Ravid. Shemekadshin b'yayin kantidon. There it is. The Ravid says, I do dafyom Yerushalmi. And the Rambam, that's this around. What do you mean? The Rambam says that some don't. It's Mifurash, you could use it. Good. Viter. Ma'alatzeis mezugin. Can you use wine that's diluted more than the normal? More than one third, three quarters. Min ma datani Reb Chiya arba kosos. So, oh, yozeman ben chayim ben mezukin. Reb Chiya says you could use for dal kosos, undiluted or diluted. Vosheba and tamu marayayin. As long as it still tastes and looks like wine. As long as it tastes and looks like wine. The Ramah says in Hilchas Shabbos that we don't dilute our wines because our wines come drinkable, and therefore no, there's no diluting done. If it's very diluted, then it could be a problem to dilute the wine even more. Amar Reb Yirmiya. Mitzvah latzeis b'yayin adom. It's best to use red wine. Why? Because of the pasuk. My taima al teira yayin ki yis adom. It's like more wine if it's red. Because that's what the pasuk says. The pasuk says that red wine. The Shulchan Aruch quotes this. L'chadchila in Hilchas Pesach. To use red wine. But we mentioned in the past the Taz. The Taz on that Shulchan Aruch and Tafayin Beis. Nowadays says the Taz. Tachvatat. We don't use red wine. Blood libels. Pikuach nefesh. We use white wine. We use white wine, says the Taz. We don't go for that chumrah. Tani, yayin mevushal. How much yayin mevushal to carry out for hotzah for Shabbos? Get back to that for one halach, one line. K'dei tebo. So I guess they used to use yayin mevushal just for spicing, flavoring. So that, enough to flavor, period. Ma'olas is yayin mevushal. Could you use yayin mevushal? Right? For dalad kosos, maybe even for Shabbos. Rabbi Yona Amar, Yosef, yayin mevushal. Yes, you can. Yes, you can. And Rabbi Yonah, Kedaiti, Rabbi Yonah follows his Lashitaso. To Rabbi Yonah, Arbasi Kasi Delele Pischa, Reb Yonah had drank dal kosos on Pesach night, the chazik reishi aratzarta, and he had headaches till Shavuos. If he had headaches till Shavuos, so you see, that's why he obviously said he could use yain mevushal, because that must take out some of the power because of this, what happened to him. So you could use it. If you stop there, then it's clear, it's not clear, it's that it's not a good thing that he had the headaches. And therefore, there is a line, it's not in the Igros Moshe, but it's in the Haggadah of his son, Reb David Feinstein's Haggadah, that says, it's Reb Moshe's Chumer, if everybody knows that Reb Moshe's Chumer, you have to use wine at the Seder, not grape juice. Grape juice. Or even wine mixed with, grape juice mixed with wine. Has to have some alcoholic content. Why? Because of the Amora that had headaches from Pesach to Shavuos. So if you stop here, that's wrong, because the Gemara is using this to prove that that's why he says you could use Yain Mevushal, because it won't give you headaches. The problem is the next line. Reb Yehuda bar Eloi, Shasi Arbas Kosi Lilo Pesach. Reb Yehuda bar Eloi drank Dalet Kosos, Pesach night, V'chizek Reish Yad Chaga, and he had headaches till Sukkos. And it doesn't say that he changes, doesn't say that he didn't do that anymore. So Rav Moshe uses this, Agadata, to say it has to have some alcoholic content. Again, Ruba the Ruba the Poskim, don't Paskim from this Agadata, grape juice is L'chadchila fine, this is where it comes from. Here it is, right here. Chamse Chada Matruna. One time, a certain woman saw she saw a beautiful bar Eloi whose face was shining. Amrele, Saba Saba. She says, old man, Chada Mitzlas Milin Isbacha. You're shining. It must be for one of three reasons. O Shasi Chamar, or either you're a alcoholic, at. O Mava Beribis, or you lend money with Ribis. So you're very happy about that. At. O Megadal Chazirin At. Or you're very profitable. You raise pigs. Amrele. So he answers, Tipach Rucha Dehi Itza. You know, you shouldn't live that long. Chada mitlas milei lesbi. None of those are correct. Ela ofen ishchiachli. I learned Torah. Dechsiv chachmas adam ta'ir panav. The Torah makes me shine. But you see from there that Rabbi the Reiloi wasn't right. He between Pesach and Sukkot, he had a headache, but he didn't drink any more wine than that. Right? You see from there. Rabbi Yavo nachas l'tzaria. One time Rabbi Yavo went down to Tveria. Chamoni tamudi Rabbi Yochanan. The Talmid Rabbi Yochanan saw afui nehirin. His face was shining. Amrin kumi Rabbi Yochanan. They told Rabbi Yochanan. Ashkach Reyevo Sima. Rabbi Yevo must have found the treasure. Amar Lon Lama. Why do you say that? Amar Le, Apin Hearing, because his face is shining. Amar Lohan, Rabbi Yochanan knows. Dilma Oraisa Chadasa Shama. Maybe you heard a great vart that he never heard before. Salag Lagabe, Rabbi Yevo went to see Rabbi Yochanan. Amar Le, my Oraisa Chadasa Shama. That's new. What new thing did you learn? Amar Le, Tosefta Atikta. I checked, I found an old Tosefta. Wow. Kari Allah, Ilave, Chachmas Adam, Ta'ir Panav. The Chachmas Adam makes his face shine. Period. We will have to, a little bit, one more line. Let's do. Amar Rabbi Chanina, Luga de Oraisa. You know what? Let's stop there, because it gets back to Hilchos Shabbos by Amar Rabbi Chanina. We'll stop there.